Now, have you tried one of these Cheetos that's like the big cube?
No.
No?
Have you?
No.
Like, why do I need that? Like, why do I need to, like, rip up the roof of my mouth even more than a regular Cheeto does?
Really? Cheetos rip up your mouth roof?
Yeah.
I guess I got a pretty calloused mouth roof.
Okay.
Mine's
getting ripped up by everything. Toast.
So then what, like...
Chips.
Okay, so then why isn't it becoming callous like mine? Like, it's not like I'm playing the guitar with mine.
I don't get that, but I like it.
Take some funky music, stick it in your ear hole.
All right, so here's what happened.
Here's what happened.
We just recorded that whole thing you just listened to.
Okay. This Friday, as in June, like, 11th?
Yeah.
12th, something like that, was supposed to be when SadCon was supposed to be finally, because last week we had Max, we had the joint podcast, we decided to give that the SadCon slot and push SadCon back 1 week.
Well, the thing is, anything... could have pushed SadCon back one more.
No, we pushed it back for a good reason.
Right. But there would have been a less of a good reason.
No, because we had all that Saturday to record, and we didn't because we knew that there was no point.
Right.
So we pushed it back a week, and then we were supposed to record it today, Tuesday.
Until someone
at
gave
church...
gave us another good excuse...
gave us a he told me a, an idea for a joke that
was a good
I was
joke.
It was pretty good, it was real good. I was initially taken to the heights of hilarity to the point where I didn't really think about the logistics of it. Jared Neuswanger,
he's been a guest once
and he is a good friend of ours. He said that what we should do is our next episode talk about SadCon like we had done it and reference it and then like laugh about it, and then people listening would be like, wait, I didn't get to hear it. You know what I mean? Like, wait, where was it? And they'd be trying to find it and stuff.
Right.
And I thought that was funny because I'm like, because we've been talking about SadCon for so long, the joke would then be that we would be talking about it forever and no one would ever actually listen to it. It'd be like the mythic beast that no one ever gets to see.
The legend of.
Right. And there, we could put up, like, grainy photos of SadCon. This is a possible footage of SadCon. No, so it's like garbled. It's like, something sad happened.
You're like, play Sir Victrola. Like,
see? Something sad happened. Oh, that is sad.
That's where we lose it. That's where the audio goes.
So, no, but we were like, this would be funny. So then... I thought it was so funny then, like, when Damien, like, when I saw Damien, I was like, oh, my gosh, here, listen to this idea. It's hilarious. And I started to explain it to Damien, and then did you kind of think it was a little bit different, like, than what I was in my head? Because I wasn't explaining it right, I don't think.
Well, no, I just think I heard it the way I wanted to hear it.
Right, so you kind of...
I thought it was a thing where we would crash the site,
right,
and then...
Pretend
bring
the
it
site
back
went
up,
down. Pretend the site went down.
Come
like
up with
if.
A silly explanation why it went down, and then move on, and then only talk about SadCon in past tense in the sense that we'd be like, oh, that would, you know, same thing. That would have been good for SadCon, but then never explain why we didn't put up SadCon.
Right. So, again, it's still like it's still never being done, but a little bit different. So then we show up today to record this thing, because then the idea was when we bring the site back up, we were going to put the site down Friday, and we were going to bring the site back up Sunday or Monday.
Right.
And then we were going to put this, like, short episode on, this greatest hits episode.
Yeah.
And then and it would just be like, you know, this we're putting this up because the site went down.
Right.
You know, sorry about that, da-da-da. And then so, like, as after we finished recording, then we started kind of, like, talking about, like,
yeah,
you know, like, what we're doing. And I'm still thinking it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking this is a good idea. And I'm like, okay, yeah, here's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And like as I'm like explaining it, I'm like, we're just lying to people.
Right.
Like,
which I also had a problem with. completely.
No.
The Parker made me feel super bad because I came up with an awesome lie. But and then instead of saying that's really good, he said, now you're just lying. It's just, you're a liar.
But now you're just actually lying. Like, right. I mean, that's what I felt like we were doing.
So then we got in this fight. So we started yelling at each other and,
not yelling.
Yeah,
we were getting tense.
We were
getting tense.
There were some jabs there. We were getting a little punchy. You know, we were accusing each other of some stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And, so.
I'm like, well, then what do you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was,
So then.
And then Parker said at one point, oh, you thought that was funny? I feel bad that you thought that was funny. I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
I said, I feel bad that I wasn't explaining it right.
I know, but I heard. Oh, you thought that was funny? So you're not funny.
Okay, regardless of the fight.
No, the fight's the funniest part.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the fight's the funniest part.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's too soon.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's funny. It's funny when you. It's funny when you care and I don't. Only one of us can think it's funny at a time.
I was going to say, I thought we laughed it off already. No.
Yeah, no, it did. I mean,
we're doing this thing right now to explain to all of our fans, all tens of our fans.
Tens of fans.
That we almost tricked them, and now we're not going to.
We almost lied to them.
And for that, we are sorry.
And for that, we're sorry. We apologize that we entertain the thought of lying to you.
And it affected us so badly that we got in a fight.
Because of you guys, the fans.
So,
thanks, fans.
Thanks for ruining our friendship.
I don't think we're going to survive this.
I think
because of you guys.
I think this is it.
Because of you. I hope you're happy out there.
Yeah. Thanks a
lot. If you didn't have to be human beings that we didn't feel bad lying to.
Unbelievable.
Although Damien uses the word trick.
It's just because.
Do you like when Nixon tricked us and said that he wasn't a crook?
I was too young. Just because.
When Clinton tricked.
You asked me to come. You said, what would you say if?
Okay. Yeah, then I started to say, what would you say if one of our fans that we're friends with enough that we talked to on a semi-regular basis came up to you and started grilling you about what happened.
Right, and you grilled me more than anyone would ever grill me.
I was like, why would you do that?
And I did not crack.
Well, what did you do? No, you didn't crack. And
so
I was
I'm completely proud of myself, how
right.
awesome it was.
Yeah.
And all I get back is, so you're just going to lie. You're just going to lie to people.
Right.
I feel horrible then.
I'm not Guantanamo Bay trying to get out like your terrorist plans.
Well, you were, though.
I was. But if you would have just been like, yeah, you're right. I just was messing around. We're just being stupid.
Oh, so
I would have understood because it wasn't really that big of a deal to keep from someone to the point that you're going to.
I thought
like,
that was the whole point. You were trying to prove that I couldn't keep it.
No, I was trying to prove how ridiculous it was to keep it.
Right, but I.
Right.
Oh, I thought you just wanted to say. I thought you were trying to say. See, you
no,
can't do it.
No, no, no. Because
I
knew you wouldn't have been able to crack. I mean, I knew you wouldn't have cracked. You would stick to it. To the end. I knew that going in.
Okay.
But the idea was to show, like, this is what you'd have to do, and don't you think this is a little too far for some nonsense?
Yeah.
For some stupid nonsense.
But it was a pretty good story, though.
It was a good story. Damien had all sorts of ideas already. Like, he's like, you know, then this happened with the site, and this, and this. And I'm like, so now we're not even, being, like, it's a funny thing. It's a prank. Like, it was so convincing that I'm like, did this happen? Wait, did the site go? Yeah. Did Mike Cannarelli call you and tell you the site went down and broke? Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He told me about some updates he had to do.
Oh. So then, wait. So we didn't do SadCon? I started to be like, wait, we did do SadCon?
We did SadCon, remember?
Remember? There was a bunch of sad stuff.
It was hilarious. We uploaded it.
I started to believe it.
Mike Cannarelli told me he had to take the whole server. This whole server. It's in Boston, for God's sakes.
So you get excited. So that makes me be like, whoa, whoa. All right, he's being for real now.
This is a place that employs 15 people round the clock. Also hosts Amazon's, well, its sister site. not the full Amazon, but still pretty big.
Oh, Amazella?
Well, it's portioned out throughout the country. Like, part of Amazon, to get quick response, goes, you know, like we would obviously be directed there. The middle of the country would be wherever, you know. So that's where the part of this is hosted. Whole thing goes down.
Because of sticking in ear holes.
Because of the stupid...
Tens of fans.
Sad con. So he calls me all in a huff, and I'm like...
in a huff of puff.
And I'm like, what's up, you know? And like, he tells me this thing, and I'm like, all right, I'll take it down. And he's like, don't
Look
bother.
Look how good
he
is,
folks. I already did.
He's so good.
I already did, he said. He took it down. So then he brings... Long story short, he brings the thing back up, told me he boosted the width of the band. I don't know. I don't
he
know
boosted
what that means.
The band... The rubbers.
I don't know what that means.
The
but,
rubbers.
You know.
The rubber.
But he said we should be good now. But, you know, Parker and I decided that we were just, you know, because Mike's kind of given us a great deal on this whole thing. And like,
you're seriously telling us incredibly convincing lies.
We just didn't want.
It's so good.
Anybody. We just didn't want to ruffle any more feathers. And so.
So
we
just decided to ruffle all the fans' feathers by lying.
We just left it down. So.
That's so good.
Thank you.
I mean, like, I'm not going to deny that that's really good, but, like, I'm just, like, at that point.
I just wanted
the acknowledgement, right, that you weren't going to crack. And I knew that going in. I could have told you that before we even started the whole.
Right.
The whole dialogue, the whole like, hypothetical dialogue. I could have told you that I knew that you weren't going to give up.
Right.
The point was to show, do we really want to have to not give up and make up these fantasies?
Yeah, fantasies.
So, needless to say,
SayCon is ruined.
No, SayCon, we just need some more time because we decided to do some nonsense
and get in a fight.
And now that's sad.
I think this might be SayCon.
This is SayCon.
At the very least, if you never get SayCon, you can remember this episode
and
where we explain to you and apologize to you for not lying to you when we almost lied to you.
Let it penetrate your soul. From your head down to your toes. So anyway, we hope you enjoyed the best of
thing.
And
sorry.
SadCon will come.
And we're sorry.
Soon.
And we're sorry.
We're going to record it this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, or.
Wait, I got an idea.
I got a better idea.
Okay.
What if we do a 10-second episode? Post it.
Right.
Where it's like, welcome to Sad. Right?
Okay.
Everyone.
Emails us. Something's wrong with your file.
No, it works. No, it works fine. Never explaining that we only made a 10-second site. Like, it's not a lie then, Parker. Because they're saying...
No, but they'll be like, but listen to it. It's only 10 seconds. No, but they'll be like, come listen to it. Come to my...
Oh, you're right. End. Send. Goodbye.
Wait, that's what you'd say to them?
Oh, you're right.
They're putting headphones on you with their iPod, and they're being like, "Listen to the episode." And it's like, "Hi, welcome to Sad."
Oh, you? Why? I never look at these things as in person. Okay, in person it would go like this.
Redownload it.
Huh. I don't know.
And then they'd be like, "Okay, we'll come over to my computer quick. Let's try to redownload it."
Okay.
Okay. Look, it's only so many megabytes. It's 1 megabyte.
I don't know.
All right, well, this is the internet. Can you log in and try to fix it? Wait, what?
I don't have my password.
You don't know your password?
Honestly, though. That password.
I'm not giving a...
Not that one.
Oh, the other one.
That one, I don't know.
I know it.
I don't. It's programmed into my thing.
I know, but I know it.
Well, then, that's your burden to bear.
Right, but you have it on your email, which you can access.
Huh. I don't know.
I don't know.
Talk to Parker about this. He's the one that handles all this stuff.
Okay. Hey, Parker, because I'd probably be in the vicinity. All
right, switch roles. Hey, Parker.
Yeah.
This thing's broken.
We tried to do a trick, and I am so sorry. I am so sorry. We tried to do a trick where we put up a 10-second clip. It was Damien's idea, and I am so sorry, and we'll do StayCon as soon as possible for you, and I am sorry.
No, wait.
I apologize.
That's pretty good. You got me good, and I feel like we're better friends because of it. Now hug it out.
Hug it out.
Now switch back.
Okay.
Switch back. Like, all I right. mean, you're the person.
So why would Damien do that?
Why would I do that, you mean?
Yeah.
Why would I do
right.
that? See, it's a little thing called theater of the mind. Started with Orson Welles. Orson Welles, do you know who he is?
You know.
Orson Welles was a director. Rosebud, the movie. Did you ever see it? Rosebud,
no.
the movie?
No.
Rosebud Part 2?
Right.
He directed
I did see Part 2.
Okay. The first thing he
did... Oh, no. I'm thinking of Rose Red, the hospital that kills people.
Right.
By Stephen King.
No, that's Stephen King. Okay. He directed it, though. Orson Welles did direct that.
He directed Rose Red?
Right.
Right.
But he did this thing back in the day called Roswell 90-something.
2-1. No. Yeah, right. Something. On the radio. Yeah. Roswell on the radio.
Yeah, it was a podcast, I think.
Oh, right.
But he did this thing where he tricked his fans into thinking that monsters landed.
Monsters.
Right?
Right. Monsters versus aliens?
No, just monsters. So the monsters landed.
Right.
And then what happened then was he kept saying, this is a theatrical podcast. Don't get freaked out. The whole country goes nuts.
Right. So you were trying to do that again with our tens of fans.
Right. Yeah.
So you're trying to do that with me.
Yeah.
A human being that's friends with you.
Yeah.
You're trying to trick me into...
It's my art.
Into a national panic.
Yes. Well, it's only tens, so...
Right.
I'm not going to get...
All right, just... All right. Can I hear the whole file of SadCon? Can I hear the... Can I...
We never recorded it. This whole thing from episode one has been a spoof.
Wait, now the whole podcast is a strike?
No. The podcast is real. But since day one, Parker and I sat down and we said, you know what? Let's keep this running joke going called SadCon.
We never did that. I'm back to Parker. I'm on the other
room.
You
gotta tell me. Okay.
Dude.
What?
No.
Parker, what?
It's hard to play three roles.
No, we just have to tell me. Right. What's that, Parker? I'm looking over there. I know you're here, but I'm pretending you're over there for the theatricals of it.
Right, of the mind, and no one can see these things.
No, but this is just for me to get into character. Okay, all what's right, that, all Parker?
Right, enough, okay, duh,
no,
enough.
This is good. What's that, Parker?
I said, this is not true. None of this is true.
Oh, no, but do you remember we talked about it?
Nope, we did not.
Huh?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't know.
That's Damien's answer. Huh. I don't know. Something. Got me.
I think that's Mike Cannarelli. He's the one that handles all this stuff.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize. We'll
Is
get
you sure? You know what? Maybe this was a dream I had. I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? This whole thing was a dream. man.
All right. So.
What's that, listener?
Damien seems to think that our fans aren't persistent enough.
I honestly
think that they're too persistent.
Maybe you get bothered. I don't get contacted by our fans often at all.
No, I think because I intercept it all. So because I know you're gonna you would write back to them and get a big head about it. So I intercept it, try to keep you grounded in reality.
It's good. I'm already out of control. With the drug abuse.
With
the fancy cars.
And the women.
From all the podcasting.
And the womenizings.
From all the podcasting monies.
So, again.
You just got a whole bonus bit there.
Right.
This whole thing.
Right. So, tune in next week. You'll hear SadCon. We are very, very sorry.
Sorry.
We'll make it up to you by making SadCon the greatest thing ever.
Stop. Why?
SadCon will be the best thing ever.
That's only Parker saying that. I don't want to build it up anymore.
Oh, so you're purposely shooting it in the foot because you want my idea to fail.
No. Not
that's what I hear.
No. Okay. I don't want your idea to fail.
I just don't want it to be as good as my ideas.
I want the fans to have no expectations.
Okay.
Then when we do something that's semi-great.
Right.
Let's be fair. Semi-great. Pretty great.
Right.
Even great. They're going to be blown away by us.
Right.
We're going to have tens of emails coming in. maybe tens of phone calls.
We'll have fives of comments. No, but seriously, SadCon will be the best episode ever, and thanks for listening. And you as a listener will be rewarded at the joys and amazingness that SadCon will bring you in your life.
And
we thank you.